Jason Gibson, defeat for Bonagy this afternoon, but you're up against a pretty decent side, and overall, they deserved it.
Oh, look, I can't, of course, disagree with that. They probably did deserve it, but look, if you come off the pitch and you're well beaten and stuff like that, you take it on the chin. But when you come off with just wee bits of frustration, when we look at the concession of the first goal and stuff, you know yourself, in matches as tight as this, we started quite decently, and you just can't concede goals like that, you know, in this competition or this level, and expect to progress. I think it was frustrating from that point of view. And like, there was parts of all three goals actually that were avoidable, but you know, I'm not, as I say, not being sore on the boys. Look, there were so many things against us today, and you know, the timing of the match and stuff like that. But look, as I say, just a wee bit of frustration there, is all I could say.
Well, I suppose this is all part of your preparations. I mean, normally this would only be not even pre-season, so it's a bit strange.
Yeah, that's it exactly. Like, you know, the game has obviously came too soon for us, like, because, you know, when I said to the boys after, I'll hold my hands up and Michael and Paul, like, we made a decision not to put them back into full pre-season, where, you know, chatting to their lads today, they've done 10 weeks there, so the timing of the game was always going to make it difficult for us, and you know, fair play to our lads, we had a couple of them there today, you know, patched up to get them onto the pitch, and, you know, our squad is nowhere near fully filled yet, like, so, as I say, there'll be more additions, obviously, between now and the start of the season, so.
2-0 down at half-time, so you had a bit of a mountain to climb. They went 3 up. Then Paddy Mealy got one back for you, but sort of mixed fortunes for Paddy.
Yeah, look, 2-0 down and a man down, it was always going to be difficult. Like, but I said to them after as well, you know, lots of teams would put their heads down and get beat 6 or 7. Like, so I was happy with the pride that the boys showed. Like, and again, conceded a poor third goal from our point of view, and Paddy gets one. You know, if you don't concede that one and you get the 2-1, you give them something to think about. But as I say, that's all ifs and buts at this stage, isn't it?
So now it's a case of looking forward to the new season. And, of course, we have Monaghan coming into the Ulster Senior League, and that's certainly something to look forward to.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully, as I say, we'll have a look at it now and probably see what our starting date's going to be and get a good pre-season into the boys. Look, we still learn today. We know where we need to strengthen. We know, you know, as I say, every day is a school day, isn't it? So we know what we need to do. And as I say, look, we're delighted to have Monaghan in. It's you know, a positive thing for the league after lots of negatives over the last slug of years. So we're looking forward to it. Looking as I say, we have to mount a challenge to Cork Hill. So.